Hi, and welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Try to make that a little more dramatic every week. Today's date is Friday, December 2nd, 2022. This is Season 2, Episode number 48 of our show. And admittedly, there's a little bit of clickbait in the title. I imagine big tune-in factor today. A lot of downloads because you put a provocative word in the title. In case you're just starting to listen to this, without looking at the title yet, there is a provocative word in the title of today's program. Actually, a two-word phrase: gas prices. This is going to get a lot of people to click on the thing. I can just feel it. I can just feel it, because people care about gas prices more than any other price in our economy. The thing people care about, the thing people watch, the thing people base their voting decisions and opinions about politics and government just based on one thing: the price of gasoline for your car. And the thing that I have said for years about this, it started as a joke, but really, there's more than a kernel of truth to this. This is most of the cob, not just the kernel. That the reason you want to, here's your hot take for today: the reason we are keyed into gasoline prices, think about this, it's not that it's goes to your car, or in that we need the car to drive around. You can get around without a car. It's movement is important. It's, it's part of your overall package of freedom. I get it, etc. Think about this: of everything you buy in the world, gasoline has one unique quality to it, and I mean unique, in the real sense, that's one of a kind. It is the only product in our society that the places that sell it put the price up in giant letters outside their building. It's the only price that's displayed in huge letters outside of every single place that says it, sells it. Do you see the price of milk in huge letters outside, the grocery stores? Do you see the price of movie theater tickets? No, you got to dig to find those things. Whereas gasoline, every single place that sells it puts it on a giant billboard in front of the store. That's your hot take for today. That's why people are keen into gasoline prices. Now, today's episode kind of plays upon the last two episodes. Last week, I was talking about my trip down to Natural Bridge, Virginia. Listen to that one if you haven't. And then the previous week, I was talking about politics and government, which I don't usually do. I sprinkle it in without talking about it overtly. And this episode this week kind of plays into both the last two. And I should say, all these things are old, as I mention every week. Everything on a podcast, everybody's podcast, it's not live, so obviously it's old. And all news is old news unless you're reading it on a Twitter feed. It's 6 seconds after it happened. It's already over. It's old news. I like to think of this not as being old, but as being timeless. The lessons you're hearing today are timeless. The stories you're hearing are timeless. 2 weeks ago, when I was talking about politics and government, I didn't mention, I just didn't get around to it, and there's only so much you can do in 15 minutes. I've been studying politics for 30 years. That, started young, is two of my favorite things. One, that you got to look at, and any public policy, you got to look at total benefits and total costs. This is one of my favorite things to say. And never mind the issue. It plays on every issue. One cannot just look at the upside of a particular policy, and one cannot just think of the downside of a particular policy. Think of all the ripple effects going on. You find that the tentacles of every public policy go way farther than just the immediate cost and the immediate results. What often happens, and this is related, you find is the group that benefits from any particular public policy, the benefits are obvious and they are concentrated, whereas the costs are less obvious because they are dispersed. Name any public policy, and the benefits of these things tend to be concentrated to a small number of people, but the costs are spread out over everyone. Whereas, I'll give you an example. Say like this new Silver Line Metro that has gone up around me. Oh yeah, certainly benefiting me and the people who live in my neighborhood. But the costs of this thing are spread out over people, not only all of Loudoun County, over all of Virginia. I'm sure there's federal money in here too, that people all over the country are paying for the train is benefiting me. And now I don't know how many people are riding this thing. They're still figuring that out now. But every time I see a survey, it just makes me laugh that it's like, 30% of Loudoun riders imagine that they are only rarely going to use this train, and 45% of Loudoun riders say they're never going to use the train. Well, it's going to help a few people, and having your rides around town subsidized, well, that must be lovely. But remember, you're charging all the suckers around the whole country for this particular thing. But they're not seeing it, though, because they're only paying, not even pennies. It's like hundredths of a penny. But those things start to add up. Once again, look at total benefits and total cost and see the price of everything. Now, it is on the subject of prices that we lead to the pièce de résistance of today's program, which is this. And I was reminded of this on my trip to Natural Bridge, of all things. I don't think I mentioned this last week, that like the highlight of my journey is when I pull off Route 81 out in the middle of the country, like what I would call real America. This is Red Virginia, down far south from where I live. And I paid, wait for it, like pause for a dramatic effect here. I paid $2.99 for a gallon of gas. And I bought more than 1 gallon. So $2.99 per gallon of gas down in, I couldn't even tell you what the municipality was, but several hours south of here, down in real USA, but down there where the Dunkin' is still called Dunkin' Donuts, where they've never heard of the skinny decaf macchiato latte. They're selling coffee and donuts. This is real America down there. And just off the highway, these are all the factors that play in. It's just off the highway. It's at a place where cost of living is cheap anyway, and they can get by selling gas for $2.99 a gallon. And I couldn't tell you the last time I paid under $3 a gallon. I mean, there was that unusual spike during COVID, where I think my low point during COVID, this was like April or May of 2020, when no one was driving and no one was buying gas. It was like $1.74 or something. That was the crazy oddball situation. But like on average, less than three, it's been in forever. Now, I often do pretty well on the price of gasoline, I must say. And here's how. I live in the Mid-Atlantic, where there are many a Sheetz, S-H-E-E-T-Z, for those of you who do not live around here, don't know what that is. Sheetz gas station / convenience mart. It's a great store. And like most gas stations in the Marlboro, like they don't just sell gas. I mean, you can sit down and have like a whole sit-down meal there. It's like the big boys now, the Sheetz and the Wawas of the world, they've all gone the way of, the Starbucksification and the Dunkin' Donuts, fancy Dunkin' Donuts, I shouldn't say donuts, ication of America, that like you're getting something fancy. You're not just buying black coffee and regular unleaded gasoline. One of the products that I am fond of buying, and they seem to only have it at Sheetz, maybe it exists in other places, is, it is marketed as 88 gasoline. I always call it 88 test, because I think my dad, when I was growing up, would always call it, high test or low test gasoline. And then, remember like 40 years ago when you still had to say unleaded, like fill it with unleaded. I don't think you can buy leaded gasoline anymore. But anyway, speaking of things in your gasoline, now the thing about the 88 test is it's 15% ethanol. Now your standard unleaded gasoline has 10% ethanol. Oh, and by the way, here's your math lesson for today. I have seen this wrong all over the place. I've seen it written reports online. I've heard it on the radio, the advertisements for this. that, it's 5% more corn oil, 5% more ethanol. Well, no, it's in an absolute sense, yeah, 1/15 is 0.05 more than 1/10, but it's not 5% more, it's 50% more. I mean, 15% is 50% more than 10%. You're getting 1.5 times as much ethanol in this product. It's to be used in newer vehicles, and I say new in quotes, I'm doing the air quotes thing with my fingers. I think it's 2001, like any car made after 2001, which is 99% of cars on the road, it's got to be, can use it. Like you're not supposed to use it for your boat, or you're not supposed to use it for, you know, a number of things, but like any car made within the last 20 years, like you're good with it. The reason it doesn't sell is that the people are scared of it. Like, oh, there's that fancy new corn oil gasoline, I can't use that. Me personally, I don't care about the environment. I care about saving money, because it's always like 20, 25 cents cheaper a gallon. Now, I do know something about politics, economics, and government, and I kind of have to compartmentalize these things in my mind, because I know that there's no way that this thing is really cheaper. Like, it's got to be subsidized by the government at some level. There's no way that making this corn oil gasoline is somehow magically cheaper than our standard gasoline. So, I mean, admittedly, it is some kind of shell game. I'm putting that aside. Once again, like, I'm part of the direct benefit of this, because I'm buying the gasoline. Corn growers out in Iowa, they're direct benefits of this. It's everyone else is paying a little bit more for your gasoline, I suppose, if you're not buying this thing. But again, I don't care about the environment. I care about saving money. And, you know, it's the thing I used to say. It's like, well, it's like the same reason I got the COVID vaccine and continue to do so. I'm not making a political statement. I just want to remain healthy. Same with the ethanol-laden gasoline. I'm not making a political statement. I'm just looking to save money. I'm cheap. That's the thing. I'm not a partisan. I'm cheap. It's probably more expensive, but I'm part of this game where I have passed the cost on to someone else. That's another thing that most people don't realize, the difference between price and cost. Cost is what it costs the producer. Price is what you pay. And my price is less. I don't see what it costs. Somebody else is making this thing. People I don't know, people made in different countries. Who knows? You very rarely see the producers of your product. That's one of the beautiful things about the market. If you ever met in person, you may hate them. So all things about like race, religion, national origin, all those things go out the window when you're buying in the blind market. All you care about is the price. Now, the thing that Sheetz had, I think it's over now. The thing that Sheetz had going on was that during the week of Thanksgiving, I think it was the last week of November, they were selling this 88 test for, big pause for dramatic effect here, $1.99 a gallon. $1.99 a gallon. And yeah, took advantage of that. And it, like, where are more jugs and barrels for me to fill? Like, remember the gas shortage sometimes ago? People were filling like plastic bags with gasoline. Like, yeah, give me some plastic bags. Now, the funniest part about it was the Sheetz people were saying, like, oh, we know people are going to be traveling during the holidays. We want people to be able to stay with their families. To which I said, you don't care about that. It's all about making money. Like, people aren't buying this gasoline. You got to figure out a way to sell it. Well, one way to sell it is to make the price to the consumer less. Yeah, people will buy it when it's sold for less money. That's how the market works. It's like stores that close on Thanksgiving. Oh, we're doing it so people can spend time with their family. No, you're not. It's just, you don't think you're going to get any business on that day. Or maybe your employers are going to riot or something, or your employees are going to riot. That might be a reason for you to do it. Like, don't give me this, oh, we're trying to be nice. That's the kind of thing, anytime a company is telling me that, oh, we're trying to be nice to our employees, like, oh, that's when I reach for my wallet. It's like the used car salesman telling you that you're getting a good deal. It's like, oh, you know you're ripped off. You're getting ripped off when the used car salesman or whoever the salesman is telling you, oh, you're getting a good deal. I'm giving you a good deal here. Yeah, right. I'll be the decision maker on whether I'm getting a good deal or not. Let that be your old man wisdom for today. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Honesty is the best policy. That's what we're going with there. And if you want to hear more honest opinions, well, head to MikeO'Connell Jr.com.